I bring greetings to you from the saints and missionaries in the British Isles, especially those in the England-London Mission, where my dear companion Mary and I are currently serving. What a joy it is to speak as a missionary and a special witness of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in my calling as a 70 in this great restored church. Every missionary and every member of the church has the right, yes, even the obligation, to bear testimony of Jesus Christ to their family, friends, neighbors, in mildness and in meekness. Every person in the world, at some point in their eternal progression, is one day going to have to come to that moment of truth when they must answer the question, "What think ye of Christ?" Think of that. At one point in your eternal progression, each one of us is going to have to answer the question, "Who is Jesus Christ?" We are told that every eye shall see, every ear shall hear, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is the Lord. When all men shall stand to be judged of him, they shall confess that he is God. What think ye of Christ? Whom say ye that I am? While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, "What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he?" They answered him, "The son of David." Jesus answered them, "If David then call him Lord, how is he his son?" And no man was able to answer him a word, neither durst any man from that day forth ask him any more questions. On another occasion, the people answered as Jesus was talking, and he asked the question, "Who is the Son of Man?" But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. Still yet another time, Jesus asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" Or stated another way, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of God, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, others Jeremias, or one of the prophets." And he said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter, the senior member of the 12 apostles, answered and said unto him, "Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus conversed on another occasion with a woman in Samaria. The woman saith unto him, "Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet." The woman saith unto him further, "I know the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. And when he is come, he will tell us all things." Jesus saith unto her, "I that speak unto thee am he." What think ye of Christ? Whom say ye that he is? Many Christians profess to follow Jesus Christ, but do not know him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Many profess to be Christians, yet do not believe that Jesus Christ is the literal Son of God, indeed, the eldest Son of God the Father. Oh, men are willing to follow some of his teachings, but they don't recognize the divine eternal purpose and significance of his life to all mankind. What think ye of Christ? Whom say ye that I am? These were questions asked by Jesus to make men think, so that he might teach them who he was, that they might use their own free agency to come to their own conclusions and commitments, to follow him and gain a testimony that he is the Son of God, our Redeemer. Using the sacred scriptures, we can know Jesus Christ. He's more than a great teacher. He is the Messiah. He was willing to lay down his life for us. He is the only one who could. Who is he? From the scriptures, let's learn more about him. First, the light of Christ is in all men. It leads men to accept the gospel and gain a testimony of him. It is because of the light of Christ that all men know good from evil, the guidance of a conscience. Jesus Christ is a God. He is the Jehovah of the Old Testament, the Savior of the New Testament. Jesus Christ dwelt in the heavens with his Father. We dwelt with him as spirit children of God the Father. Jesus Christ presented his Father's eternal plan, that plan which we are all a part of. We come to this earth undergoing the testing of a probationary period to have opposition in all things. And through the eternal principle of free agency, we are free to choose liberty and eternal life and return to their presence if we live righteous lives, or to choose captivity and spiritual death. Jesus Christ is the creator of all things on earth under the direction of his Father. The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Jesus Christ came to this earth, born of Mary, a mortal mother. His Father was Almighty God. Jesus Christ was baptized by immersion of John the Baptist, and the Holy Ghost was manifest in the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And his Father spoke, "Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Jesus Christ organized his church and selected 12 apostles, prophets, 70s, evangelists. Jesus Christ's message is unique. He stands between us and his Father. He is the mediator. Through me shall all mankind be saved, and by me shall all mankind be saved. Jesus Christ is the Redeemer, our Savior. Only he with a mortal mother and an immortal father could fulfill the atonement and die to save all mankind. He did so of his own free will and choice. Jesus Christ was resurrected and appeared to many after his resurrection. He taught us the physical characteristics of a resurrected being and told us that we could follow his example, that we would be able to progress and be like him. Jesus Christ's ascension into heaven before the eyes of his disciples was accompanied by the promise that in like manner he would come again. The second coming of Jesus Christ is nigh at hand, as the signs of the second coming are being fulfilled this very day. Jesus Christ appeared with his Father and restored the same organization he established during his ministry through Joseph Smith the prophet in these latter days. In addition to the Bible, the Book of Mormon was revealed to the world as yet another witness of him. Jesus Christ, the witness of his testimony, his divine calling, and his ministry. Jesus Christ, through revelation, leads and guides his church today under the direction of a prophet, President Spencer W. Kimball, his counselors in the First Presidency, and the 12 apostles, the same organization that he established when he was here on earth. Jesus Christ's admonition to come follow me, follow thou me, is the challenge that he gave to each of us. He lived in the preexistence, in the spirit world. He dwelt with his Father. God the Father, he is the Son, Jesus Christ. We took a mortal body upon us. We'll have opposition. We'll taste death and be resurrected because of the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ. He will be granted a degree of glory. We can have that same degree of glory, the celestial kingdom. If we are worthy, we can dwell once again with God the Father and his Son throughout all the eternities. There are many who will hear this message for the first time today. Ponder it carefully. Contact a member or a missionary of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. If you've heard this message before and the Spirit bears witness of its truthfulness and it's touched your heart, come back to activity and fellowship as you've heard the testimonies of this conference. If you are a young man or young woman, if you're a retired couple, and the Spirit bears witness to you that you would likewise like to go forward on a mission to declare this message to the world, make your commitment today. During this Easter season, this is my personal witness, and testimony. Oh, if I had the voice and trump of an angel, that I could say to all mankind that he is risen, that he lives, that he is the Son of God, the only begotten of the Father, the promised Messiah, our Redeemer and Savior, that he came into this world to teach the gospel by example. His divine mission is directed at you and me, that he will lead us into life eternal. Salvation is by and through his name. And this I say in the holy name of our Savior and Redeemer. Amen.